Excuse me. What do you think you are doing? I told security I didn't want to see any fans before the show. You know, just because I'm a big deal around here doesn't mean any people doing anything to see me. I swear, you lot just get more and more rabid, but I guess that's the price of fame around here. As the most powerful and alluring stage magician this world has ever known, I guess I have that effect on people. So how'd you do it? Disguise? I told them to check ID at the door, but they must have let you slip by. Well, someone's getting fired today. What? Can I sign your magic book? Really? Whatever, if it'll get you to leave me alone, sure, why not? Who should I make it out to? Wait a second, I've heard that name before. Are you a part of the Magician's Guild of the Light Arts? You are. I should have known they'd come and get me eventually. You know, they aren't a fan of me, so it makes me wonder what you came here for. More than an autograph of a sworn enemy of your tutor's? Wait. Slow down. They told you what? Speak clearly, jeez. Well, that's very shocking that they would tell you I used to be one of you. I mean, it's true, but... Well, I found a more lucrative path in life. See, that group of magicians may have trained me in the mystical arts, but they were all about peace and love, and I wanted so much, much more. I wanted fame. I wanted followers who would fall to their knees at the mention of my name, and I wanted the title of the most powerful magician in the world. They couldn't give me that. Honestly, you lot are fairly stupid to stick by those goody-two-shoe magicians. They'll only teach you the basics and then hope you use your magic for the greater good, whatever that means. Deep down, I know they probably love the idea of keeping all the really juicy magical secrets for themselves. You know, the tricks that would really woo a crowd. It's selfish of them, really. Once I left to explore stagecraft, I learned so much more about the world, and I found out that true power and control comes so easily for some. You know, they told me I was the most promising student they'd ever had.
You're kidding.
You are the most promising student there right now.
You?
You're joking me.
You have to be.
I mean, have you seen yourself lately? You're kind of pathetic looking. I doubt you have any tricks that could fool me. I'm sorry, but I highly doubt you'd be any match for me and my years of experience, newbie. In fact, that gives me an idea. Oh, no, you wouldn't be interested in my plans. No, maybe you should just get back to serving under those old guys back at the guild and tell your keepers I said hi.
Oh, no, you must be going, I insist. I don't want to get you in any sort of trouble.
Oh, you really want to know what I'm thinking? Well, I guess if you're sure. I mean, I was thinking that maybe I could teach you a few tricks to take back to the other magicians. I bet they would make you the envy of all the other newbies and maybe even the tutors, and you would become the best for sure. Maybe even better than me one day, which would make you the greatest magician in the world. What do you say? Okay, now let's see what would be impressive to a newbie like yourself. I kind of saw a brain in half like last time. No, I was told it's a health and safety hazard these days. I'm not sure why. It was only a little messy and I did clean it up. Card tricks are too basic, not very impressive. They won't get you any favor unless you love street magic. I've got it. I'm going to teach you the most impressive trick I have. I've been working on it for weeks. I'm going to make someone's mind disappear. Oh, no, it's not dangerous. I've done this many,
many times. I mean, my security guards get it daily to keep them loyal. I mean, what? Let's try it. Now, normally as magicians, if you'd want to make something disappear, you play around with misdirection while you sneak it away to somewhere else. So, for example, I could put a curtain around your mind, and while you can't see it, I could replace it with something else. A rabbit. A dove. Or nothing at all, and when the curtain comes up, ta-da! No more mind. But that's too easy for magicians as experienced as you or I. But you see, it gets a lot harder when someone is focused on the object to make it vanish. You don't have the luxury of sneaking away while people can't see it because it's sitting there, right there in plain sight. When you're one-on-one like this, it's fine to then misdirect and hide it, but we don't play to individuals. No, as famous, powerful magicians, we play to hundreds or thousands of people on the stage, waiting for them all to react to our tricks, the crowd fixating on our every motion and move. Now, on stages, there's lots of different angles from the various seats, sightlines not considered, lots of ways someone can catch you in the act of simply straying their attention, because even if you have them all in the palm of your hand, some distracted person might take a glance to the side and the illusion is ruined if you aren't careful. So, what do you do? Well, you have to cover all your angles, and I'm going to show you how. First, you have to play on someone's sense of focus. Now, that's very easy for me because of my travels. I picked up some new skills in something called hypnosis. You know of this, right? Stage hypnosis works very well with magic as it allows you to mentally manipulate the people watching just a little bit. It lets you add more mystique to a trick. Mind games will allow you to become a better magician. It will allow you to psychologically put your volunteer in a position where they can play along with the trick fully. You can convince them that the magic is real, and well, while we both know that stage magic is a lot of show, it does help if you're convincing with your patter, your pacing, and the art of making them believe in you. Now, my little volunteer, shall we begin? Oh, I'm sorry. Did you think I would use someone else for this trick? Of course not, silly. Why would I use them when the best way for you to learn is to experience, right? You know this will make you a better student, don't you? You understand that this way you can fully embrace the trick and study it properly. Yes? Look, try not to think about it too hard and just say yes and we can begin. Yes? Good. Now, there's so many ways this can go. I could wave my hand in front of your face gently, pulling you into a hypnotic sway. I could show you a spiral. I could have you look deeply into my eyes and you'd fall under my spell, etc., etc. But I think my favorite method of hypnosis is this. This pocket watch. Isn't it pretty? I know, it's cliche, but do you know why pocket watches are a favorite hypnotist's tool? Well, it's not just the fact that once they start to swing like this, back and forth in front of your eyes, that your eyes need to focus so much more intensely because of the movement alone. No, I think that classics are classic for a reason. They have weight in people's mind because of their reputation. Like mine, of course, you've heard about the tricks I tend to play on people. If you hadn't, you wouldn't be here in the first place. Like this watch. My reputation precedes me. People have used pocket watches as a fixation tool for hundreds of years. Can you imagine hundreds of years of people focusing on this and having their mind opened, played with, messed around with, like me? I've hypnotized thousands, we know that. Does that gravitas weigh on you yet? Does it make you wonder to thoughts of the thousands of people who've done this exact routine before with me? It will. You will. You are. Look at the watch. Stare at it. Focus. Fixate on it so deeply. Look at the color, the light as it touches it. Look at all its tiniest details and really study it in your mind. Let it imprint its image in your thoughts just like that. And think of the swing, the sway. Gentle back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, right in time, rhythmically taking your attention and pulling it back and forth, back and forth. And you are so good at staring at it like this. It's so nice to look at, isn't it? Yes, it's fun to watch the watch, isn't it? Yes, it's so nice to be here right now at this moment, isn't it? Yes, you and me in this private moment where we can have so much fun together. Do you notice those eyes start to blink more and more? Do they get heavy, droopy, drowsy? Do they focus more deeply? Do they find it easy to imagine the idea of closing and keeping eyes closed? Do you? Do you think about the sound, that sound? The sound mingling, mixing into a perfect cocktail of hypnotic energy. You know the one. The mechanical tick-tock that keeps time. My voice, the watch, tick-tock, so gentle, so soothing. The perfect combination of relaxing tone and ticking reminder that time is still going. Time around us is still running, but it is starting to slow down at this moment. See, hypnosis has the power to make time itself slow down, like your thoughts. Slow down, like you. Slow down, breathe deep, focus, and let the world around us start to fade away, disappearing into the background, like when you're so focused on a task in your life. Everything else is secondary. Like a moment where you were so distracted, you lose yourself in that one thing. That one thing, the watch swings. The watch swings, so you focus. You focus, your eyes grow heavy, your mind grows heavy. Everything around us slows to a crawl. Time dragging behind, lagging behind us as we spiral down. Down, down to the deep place of you and your focus. Spirals are so fun, aren't they? Very similar to watches, they go around and around and around. Endless cycle, endless spiral, the clock face continues to move. Can you even see it? Were you even thinking about it, but now you can't seem to stop? You want time to stop around us, but the watch keeps going and going around and around. The dizzying spin starts to grasp your head and hold you here in this place. This space. It's so gentle for now, but over time you start to feel the overwhelm of time ticking. Running away from us, has it been minutes, seconds, hours, days? Are you sure? Because the dizzying spin of the watch, the clock, the spiraling spin of swinging, swaying watches, your eyes blur, your mind blurs, time blurs. And for a second you start to wonder if it skipped a little. Or maybe you just lagged behind. Do your thoughts buffer like a spinning clock on a loop, or do they run fast or slow? Time is a funny thing, isn't it? Your sense of time is funny, isn't it? Your thoughts are interesting, aren't they? Yes, you see, they are so easily guided, easily led like this, easily pushed in certain directions because you want to be pushed. I can say hypnosis, your mind seems to stick to that thought like a magnet to your brain. The words seem to be stuck there right now. You feel them just latching on, making your focus spin and shift. Watch, spiral, sticky magnet, words, magnet, mind. Just loves to take on my thoughts, doesn't it? Like a blank page in there where the words are my pen writing in the thoughts. New ideas and sensations. Ideas layering one on top of the other, stacking on your mind until they're so hard to focus on them. So I give you one simple thought. I am hypnotized. It will happen. You don't know when. But when it gets too much, your mind goes back to this. Simple thought. Your simple little phrase to help you. Relax. Whenever the chaos of the watch, my voice, time, the world gets too much, you come back to this moment. I am hypnotized. You know what magnets do to clocks, don't you? They jumble them up. You know a watch, when affected by strong magnetism, has issues with keeping time. Your magnet mind that pulls hypnosis deep, deep down to its core also starts to play a funny trick on the watch. It bends and warps and shifts time. Does it slow or speed up? You know, a broken watch, once magnetized, doesn't work very well, but you don't mind, do you? Even if the watch was moved away from you, its sense of time in this moment is altered. Think about that. No. Think harder about that right now. Deeply mesmerized mind magnetizing time as it slows to a crawl or spins to a speed. We could have been here hours and it wouldn't make any difference, would it? But you want to be simple. You long for the simplicity, for time to stop in its tracks and for you to sink into deep trance for me. Don't you? Be honest now. Don't kid yourself. We both know this is why you came here in the first place. So let's make your mind work for that sweet simplicity, shall we? See, it started with the watch, but I really want to fractionate you, take you deep down for me. So focus here on the watch, the gentle swing, sway, back and forth, so good. You know the routine by now. You're doing so well right now. But we can fix that. See, I'd rather have you in a position where your mind was more empty. I want to make it easier for me to steal, and it's too bogged down, held down by thinking. So keep focusing on my words, my watch, the tick, the talk. the hypnosis magnetizing in your mind, because while you do all that, I can gently place my hand inside your head and pull out a thought or two. I mean, let's be honest, you didn't really need them, right? You weren't really using them, were you? Good. I can keep going then? Yes. Of course I can. I shouldn't need to ask when you're so pliable like this. Just like the watch keeps swinging, I pluck out thought after thought. How does that feel as they vanish from your mind like that? Like magic? As more and more and more thoughts plucked out of your head. I mean, it's not like you'd be using them for anything important, right? No, you weren't. And oh, look, there's a little string on the front of your head, and when I pull it, a whole bunch of thoughts come pulled out, like a giant string of scarves, one after the other, just pulled, plucked right out of your mind. Oh, it makes it feel so much lighter now, so much easier to steal when it's less heavy and weighed down by all that thinking and free will. Or did I say will? Well, I guess you don't really need that either right now, right? Yeah, you can let me borrow it. I'll give it back later. You know, when it comes to a mind heist, I could have been more tricky than that. I could, in fact, cover your mind with an elegant cloth. Not as silly as the little curtain wrapping around it like I mentioned earlier, but it's a beautiful, intricate item passed down from me from other magicians, and it's full of secrets. The biggest one. Where is your mind right now? Where is your mind? As I lift up the cloth to find it, gone. Completely disappeared, just like that. If we were in a crowd right now, they would hush and you'd hear a gentle whisper rippling through the room as you sat there under the lights. The gentle heat trickling through you as the world faced nothing but you don't have a mind, but you don't, because it's just you and me, and well, because you don't listen to anything but me right now, because you don't have a mind. I've taken it, and I've hidden it somewhere fun. Funny. What do you do without it? Nothing, silly. That was a rhetorical question, my silly little assistant. Oh no, did I not tell you? This is all a fun little ruse. See, I wanted a new assistant for my act, but I need them to be pliable and easily controlled. Now look at me, my sweet thing. See, your mind is, well, it's out of your head and right here in my hands. Oh, dear, it's so nice and squishy. What should I do with it? Maybe I could hide it in a top hat, and when you go looking for it, you dig down, down, deeper into the hat, but it's lost down there with the toy rabbits, plastic doves, scarves, and all my other magical junk. You could sink into it and really try hard, but it's a bottomless pit in there. You'd never find it. So what do we do? Well, you don't do anything, silly. You're going to be all mine. My little assistant who follows me around in a cute shiny outfit, says nothing and plays all my games with me. You work so hard to impress me with all your skills of pointing, being hypnotized, and played around with on stage. I mean, you are the entertainment after all, and your mindless self rather likes the idea, don't you? Why? Because I chose it for you, since thinking isn't your strong suit right now. So in fact, let's do that. I take my nicest top hat, my bottomless pit of magical items. It really is an endless void with no end, as I attach a little string to your mind so I can find it later. And I simply smile at you as I drop it down into the hat. You feel it fall down, down, down through the bottomless pit, and I wonder, will you go after it, my silly little thing? Of course you do. Part of you wants to see if you could ever reach it. You follow the string that guides you deeper down, down, as you struggle without a mind. It's also very confusing. See, without a mind to help you keep track of anything at all, you can't really focus on the task at hand. All your focus is spent on the one thing that is right here, a reminder to listen, my voice. It guides you deeper and deeper down into that place until I start to tug you back up, up, up. Still mindless, but now a little more awake, I guess. If you could call it that. I put your mind back in the hat, but you are here with me, back in this room and ready to serve me. See, I wasn't lying about your new purpose, my adorable little assistant. In fact, every time I call you that, you feel such a happy
little grin on your face starting to form. You just can't help yourself. You beam with pride, so follow me. We're going to show you something more fun, see? The show is now ready to begin, and you're going to get your first taste of the crowd. We're going to make your debut as a mindless assistant, and you will show everyone how good you are. First things first, when I give you this hat back, your mind will come back to you for a moment. When you wear it, it links you back to your mind and brings you back, but already I've started to imprint my words on you, my assistant, so during our time together, you'll listen to me so intently. And you go along with what I say during this time, because mindless or not, it feels good. Isn't that right? Yes. Okay. Here's your hat. Try it on. Better? Wow, it's funny how much more clearly you think now, isn't it? Well, too bad, because either way, you're still here with me on the stage, and we're ready for your first show. So for your first trick, why don't you get out there and give them a little bow for me? Yes, good, just like that. Don't you just love to hear the applause of the crowd like this? Smile for them, sweetie. They came to see your tricks just as much as mine, now that you're my little plaything. Now look at me. I need to tell you something very important. Assistants don't speak unless spoken to, understand? Even if you wanted to cry out and tell everyone that you were under some sort of spell, you can't. Try, sweetie, and find out you're silent unless I ask you a question during the show. You know, I knew I had such hold over you, but it's really adorable to watch you try. Try and break my spell like this. Now stay over there while I'm working the crowd. I'll see you in a second. Now, my guys, gals, and non-binary and gender-diverse pals, welcome to this evening's show. Tonight I have for you my new assistant who is currently being trained in behaving like a good little assistant. Come on and smile for the people now, won't you, my good little plaything? That's right. Now I know this evening you will all promise some magic. And to me, there's nothing more magical than watching someone break live on stage. What do we think? A little bit of mind-breaking for our amusement. I mean, I could have made them a chicken or a little puppy. Who knows? I still have time. I could have made them forget their name, and I still will. In fact, their name is now Good Little Assistant. Any old names are just locked in this box in the corner of the stage for this performance. Sorry, what was your name? Feel it fading further and further, locked, trapped in the box. What is it? What is it? It. That's right. Repeat with me, honey. I am a good little assistant. Now you try. That's right. Because you are a good little assistant. Smile, sweetie. I could have them pretend to be a famous pop star or have them have their hands stuck to places or frozen in place. You know, I still might. Assistant, I'm going to stick your hand to your head. Oh, but before I do that, let's just get this hat out of the way, so let's just remove it, shall we? Let me take it off for you. Oh no, so mindless, your mind is just removed because you don't have the hat that helps you think good anymore. No matter, place that hand on your head and keep it there as I gently tap it, feel it stuck in place. I know this hand is mine, it does only what I say, and I say it is very frozen there, stuck there, in place, like this. Very good. Very good. Very good. And now let's have you watch the watch again, and this time focus on the watch. I'm going to need your assistant, my assistant, so here. Hold this pocket watch in front of your own eyes and allow the gentle resting of it to be on your focus right now, and you are holding it and assisting in your own breaking. Does it feel good? It does feel good, right? You feel so useful. Like this is your purpose, your place. Because it is. It's exactly what I wanted you to do. To help me break, you see. I'm going to pull your mind out of this hat. Ta-da! Oh no, please hold the applause. I haven't even gotten to the best bit yet. See my big finish. I always like to end with a trick so amazing it has to be seen with your own eyes to believe it. Now, my helpless little assistant, drop the watch. That's right, come over here to this table. And we are really going to break your mind. Don't worry, the magic is in the retrieval and you will get it back. I always put my toys back together one piece. More or less. So let me show you what I can do with this. Liquid nitrogen. Let's just pour this over your mind. Ooh, that's a fun little smoke. Is that a little bit cold? Mm-hmm. But don't worry, because in a moment you won't care about how cold it's getting, because now I'm going to take this magical hammer and I'm going to have you count with me from 3 to 1 before I smash it into tiny pieces. 3, that's right. 2, 1, smash. Your mind breaks. The pieces scatter as you crumble into a puddle on the floor. You can't do anything. You can't even hold your helpless self up anymore. You just let yourself crumble like this. Relax, my good assistant. My, my, what a finale, folks. Don't we just need to give them a round of applause for all their help? But now it's time to put them back together. See, you saw me smash their mind, but guess what? I just hid it here in plain sight. See, the whole time it's been here, right behind their ear. And you know what? I can simply just pop it back into the head. And they are back, back, up, up, up. Back to themselves, no longer affected by any of my suggestions or hypnosis. Back to the way they were before. Their name back. Their control back. But knowing they had a really good time. And hey, for good measure, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, wide awake. Thank you, everybody. Thank you. Thank you so much. Well, now I think it's time to take a bow, don't you? Of course. Thank you, everybody, and good night. But not for you, my little assistant. Come here. See, I think we have a contract for you to discuss. You didn't think I would let the star of my act go so soon, did you?